ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طووا وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بماضي أم الخيب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا
في المساجد. طيب notice the word مساجد. After the scene, what do you hear? What letter? What letter do you hear? مساجد. Alif. Do you see an alif in the Quran? Do you see an alif there?
Yeah.
Where? Who sees an alif? Where, Abu Bakr? Abu Bakr is very brave. Everybody else, a few other people said, we have seen it. And when I look at you, I say, where? You just do something else. Abu Bakr is going to tell us, where?
Maybe I have a Tajweed Quran, but it's a
little tiny one. I think everybody has that same tiny one. Everybody can see that, right? This is not something that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they wrote down. They didn't put that there. For the Quran was written in the beginning with no dots and no vowels. And they wrote the Quran just with the wordings, something known as the body of the words, jismul kalimat. So they wrote masjid or masajid in this case, meem, seen, jim, dal. The alif after the jim, you pronounce it, you do not write it, and you are not allowed to write it. You have the name Abdurrahman or Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim in Fatiha. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, right? There's an alif after the meem. If you open Surah Al-Fatiha, that alif is not there. You find a small one. The Sahaba didn't write that down. Maliki Yawmiddin, after it, you have an alif after the meem. The Sahaba did not write that down. You can check right now. It's not there. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For those who know Arabic, according to dictation and imla, meaning when you write what you hear, what are you supposed to write down? If I say to you, write bismi. What's the first letter? Ba. Second one? No. Dictation. Hamzatul Wasl. Ba, Hamzatul Wasl. Seen, and then Meen. The whole Quran doesn't even, it's not there. You don't find that anywhere. It doesn't even follow that. Samawat. This word, how many alifs do you hear? Two. One after? The Meen. And one after? The Waw. The whole Quran, they're not written down. Except for Surah Fussilat, you find the second one written down, Samawat in Surah Fussilat. And the example I gave before that with Bismi, you find it in Surah Al-Alaq, Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhan, Subhan. What do you hear after the Ha? Alif. The entire Quran, there's no Alif written down. Except for the second place in Surah Al-Isra, Qul Subhana Rabbi, Hal Kuntu Illa Bashar Ar-Rasoola. Just like the Qur'an is wahi and revelation from Allah in its recitation, in its understanding, then in its writing and scripture, it is revelation also. Meaning, you can't write down the Qur'an how you want to write it down. You can't write the Qur'an down according to dictation and imla. You can't say, Subhan, there's an alif. When I pronounce it, let's write it down. No, you can't do that. You can only write down the Qur'an how the Sahaba wrote the Qur'an. Just like you recite the Qur'an how they recited it. Just like you understand the Qur'an, how they understood it. Just like that, you write it down how they wrote it. And you are not allowed to write it down in the Arabic language if it goes against how they wrote it down. Does that make sense? Shall I repeat it? If it's in the Arabic language, but it goes against how the Sahaba wrote it. In this case, I write the alif for Subhan, for example, because that's Arabic. But they didn't do that. It's completely wrong. طيب. So is English allowed then? Can I write the Quran in transliteration? If you can't write it down in Arabic, Samad, you can't write it down in Arabic, if it goes against how the Sahaba wrote it, can you write Subhan, S-U-B-H-A-N-A-L-L, like that? Or Alhamdulillah, A-L-H? You cannot do that. Rather, the scholars have completely agreed. There's no mukhalif. There's an ijma'. They agree, all of them, that you're not allowed to write the Quran in a language outside the Arabic language. Not only that, if it's in the Arabic language but it's against how they wrote it, that's wrong too. You can't write the Quran in Latin. In other words, transliteration is not allowed. All of that was me just saying that one statement. Transliteration is mamnu'. It's not allowed. طيب, transliterations are everywhere. They're in all the masajid. You can buy them. They're in bookshops. Everyone has it. We all have it. Just because something's widespread doesn't mean it's right. Who said that? صح? If there's transliterations, for example, in Mecca, everywhere, and they even sell it, does that make it right? Does not make it right. Who said that? So transliteration is incorrect. Then the question comes, if transliteration is incorrect, how do we learn the Quran then? How do we teach someone? Tajweed. How do we help someone with their recitation? The answer is, there is a sunnah of how you learn the Quran. And it is the one of the earliest sunnahs ever, which is, you recite, the student listens, the student recites, the teacher listens, repeat, like you said. If there's a mistake, the teacher corrects. If there's no mistake, the teacher affirms. That's how you learn the Quran. And you ask yourselves a question. Someone who doesn't know Arabic, who's a revert, for example, or even if they're born Muslim, they just don't know Arabic yet. You give them a transliteration. They think they are helping themselves, but they are not learning tajweed that way. A-L-H, this H does not stand for ha. The D-H does not stand for dad. It does not. You are going to say alhamdu wa ladalin, like that. Like we find a lot of people saying. They read to us Fatiha wa ladalin, because he has a transliteration. And you tell him, tayyib, drop it, we'll teach you the proper way. They think this is the right way. So this is wrong. And Imam Malik ibn Anas, the scholar from Medina, he quotes the ijma'. If you want a reference, he quotes the ijma' and he says the scholars have unanimously agreed this. Not that it is wrong to write it in a language outside Arabic, he's saying the scholars have said you can't write it in Arabic if it's outside the way the Sahaba wrote it. So ignore Latin. Latin and other languages are gone. Outside of the realms, it's not allowed. Tayyib, continue. We can speak more about this, but we don't want to go completely off the topic. But the point of this now is, now you realize that the Quran has a lot of ajab and miracles, even in its writing. And you are enslaved upon that. And it shows just how watertight your religion is. We know that this word, we know, the people who have studied, that the entire Quran, samawat, heavens, 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 skies, it has come many times. We know that the whole Quran, it hasn't been written except for Surah Fussilat. I will tell you that Subhan hasn't been written in the whole Quran, the alif for it, except Surah Al-Isra. Bismi, the alif, Hamzatul Wasl, hasn't been written except for Surah Al-Alaq. And so on and so forth. This is how the Quran has been preserved. People know this off the top of their heads. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking after His Quran, even in its writing, even in the smallest thing. I told you last week that the Quran comprises of 114 surahs, and the surahs comprise of ayat, verses. These comprise of jumal, sentences, and those comprise of words, and then you have letters, and then you have harakat, which is the smallest constitution. We know everything about it. This is the Quran, and this is Islam. So inshallah ta'ala, slowly, slowly in the course, you will find out different things. Bismillah ta'ala, continue.